G'day, family. Welcome to the Rush Hour Sunday session. A laugh a minute's coming your way.
Oh, they're going gangbusters this Sunday session. So, Bernie, talk us through some of the highlights. Oh. Give us a bit of a taster of what's coming up.
Well, I'll run you through the things Jars was actually here for, which I have to skip to number four because you weren't here for the James Brayshaw interview because you cracked it and you're not talking to him.
No, we're not. No.
I thought you spoke to him after.
It wasn't. It was cold.
No, it's heated. No. Well, that's a must listen because Jars isn't there, so there's probably a fair bit of sense being spoken. Blue, leave it or not, it's not Bluey was back.
Stupid sex.
That needs to go. Yeah. I'll put a line through that. Jars was given a positivity book. That's right, by Maz, because he's been so negative lately. You got to listen in because he was
hilarious.
Put out the front of the family. Leading team session.
Yes.
It was a one-on-one and you hated it because you couldn't respond.
Stop it.
Gleeso joined us on Friday, Thursday I think that was.
Yep.
And Jars, your diary. Love it. Every week. What was it? The
I was going to go to trade school and I got kicked out.
Yeah. You got the cement mix wrong.
Lasted one day.
It was two sand, three cement.
Well, I think it was the other way around.
It was three sand, two cement. Was it?
Don't ruin it.
Yeah, you forgot the water.
What are you talking about, John? What do you want me to say?
Just read that bit at the top.
Coming up on the show,
we just
Bernie
did
just
that,
did
you
it
idiot.
All, numbnuts.
Tune in.
I'm a bit tired on Sundays.
Have a drink of water or something.
Be positive, Andrew. Be positive, Andrew.
That'll be gold. Triple M's Rush Hour.
Our next guest is perhaps the head of the Triple M family.
I'm in the studios of Triple M here in Adelaide.
Yeah.
Where, you know what, Bill?
What?
I am royalty. Adelaide Oval, magnificent stadium that I pretty much built myself, me and Don Bradman.
Please welcome to Triple M's Rush Hour, Sir James Brayshaw.
Sir?
What?
Well, I like
What's
all
that?
Of that. Where's Jars?
Well,
my
exactly.
Man.
Yeah, that's
exactly.
A good question.
My
he's normally here. Well, he's normally one of the first here, isn't he?
He is, but I had a feeling this may have happened when we saw Jim on the run sheet.
Nice.
Well, Jim, we need to enlighten you. He's not happy with you.
Where is he?
I'll tell you why. I'll play what you said and then his reaction and probably why he's not here.
We've got the Gather Round coming in Adelaide, means that every AFL game from that round is going to be played in that magnificent city. And I'm hearing we're planning a joint show. Ooh. So the Adelaide Rush Hour joining with the mothership, the main Rush Hour, the Melbourne number one, of course, coming together. Okay. Now, you can't have a five-header. That's too many.
Yes.
So we've put our heads in here.
Yep. So what do you got, Jim? So who are you thinking, Jim, brother? You're the skipper.
Bluey, I'm just going to say this quietly.
Yeah, you're the skipper.
Jar's been given the answer.
Oh!
No one knows him over here.
And then his reaction, he took it pretty well.
What about that?
Shit.
Yeah.
Jars.
I hung up.
You need to respond.
He said that.
Yeah.
Is he still your favourite caller?
No. He's going to finish
anyway,
up.
Anyway, I ended the conversation right Greg. There and there. Yeah. I was so disappointed.
They ought to be ashamed themselves.
Because
you know I'm a threat to Jimmy. That's why he's worried. Oh, he's very nervous about me hosting a show. And
so you could host Channel 7, footy, do the cricket.
Yeah.
The brace of cricket, Channel 7.
Absolutely.
So he's
saying he's not going to be a part of the Gather Round at all.
He's not in.
He's not going to front.
Not turning up, Jim.
What's going on with our man?
He's filthed up.
He can't be in the same studio as you, so he's decided to. Where did he say he was? Crash repair or something.
Have you seen his car? He needs to go there.
I thought he was a bit tougher than that.
Bit better.
Yeah, I mean, there's good fun and banter in that, Blue Boy.
No, but we've over a period of time, we've realised over a long period of his life, he spits the dummy up at little things.
Just cracks it.
Poor behaviour.
Come on, Jars.
What the hell
is he?
What the hell are you doing in Adelaide anyway?
Well, you didn't even tell Greg you were coming.
Yeah, well, hang on.
Your best mate,
You were too good at golf to do what
we
did today.
I don't care about golf, but when your best mate comes to town, he's from interstate. Normally, you let them know.
I normally would, but I'm not even.
Why don't you crack it and leave as well?
Hey,
but now we're talking of golf. I want a comprehensive review, Jim.
I don't want to hear
of the golf today. Who played? Who I beat?
I don't
every shot.
I'm
not run me through them. Run me through it, Jim.
I've never been more shattered. I set it up beautifully. It couldn't have been better set up. And Orms was across it all and how we were doing it. And obviously you know him really well, one of the stars of the game. And
Wade Ormsby,
he was just absolutely superb.
Well, he wasn't good enough.
And old Dingbat over here decided to drain a 30-footer and bugger the whole thing up.
So you did something for Live Golf,
Yeah, because it's on, as you know, coming up at the beautiful Grange, but also on the screens of Seven the whole time, free to air. It's going to be superb. How good did it look, by the way?
Oh, unbelievable. I was telling Greg off air, unbelievable. The stands are going up. There's normally a party hole.
Normally it's a bit ropey down there, Grange. It's not
You don't play anywhere else apart from Yonga, which locks you out. You can't get in.
They're calling it the watering hole.
Watering hole.
It looks different. Amazing. Really? Around the par three. It'll be
12th. Is it the 12th, I think?
So good. It will be so good, Blue Boy.
Now, it will be good.
Back to the golf. Do we get a
couple of shots? We're done with that.
Don't talk anymore.
We're done with that.
Don't worry about the course, Jim.
Where's John? I cannot believe
it. What I want to know is that when I go interstate to do a show or do any work, I've got to take all my kit with me. I've got three or four bags and I've got to plug everything in myself.
Those two
you rock
things.
Up downstairs and there's an entourage with you. You've got your own producer, you've got your own.
And that's down a couple too.
There's normally
a few more than that.
Greg, I offered him a lift after golf. You want to lift in? Oh, no, I'm with a few others.
Oh, right.
How many? There's six of them. Yeah. You got six of them with him.
Got the big black ball drive out the front.
One just cuts up his sandwiches when he needs it.
Normally have a few more than that. No, that's the digital team putting this product together that I'm sure you're going to run with here at Bernie will make sure you run with it.
I need some video. I need audio. Seriously. I need the lot, actually.
Blue Boy. What I will tell you, he gets the second shot. He got two balls on the first hole. We took that off.
Didn't need my first drive, though.
So he hits his first drive nicely.
Mm.
So he's in good shape. Mm-hmm. Worms clipped a tree and was to the left. So anyway, he came to hit his second ball. And he pulled out, what was it, three wood?
Yeah.
He pulled out a three wood.
That's not
that
coming
never
out
got into the air. It basically, just like a ski slope, just ran all the way down.
Advantage Ormsby.
Well, but what Ormsby said, because he's a quality individual, he said, you can drop another one. You got two balls. Oh. So Byrne jumped on that like a bloody seagull onto a chip down at the wharf.
I didn't ask twice.
He had his second ball out within a second and proceeded to hit the exact same shot. That one also didn't get in the air.
The old second golf ball down the trouser leg.
Just had one available, Greg.
He might as well have hit them both with a putter. They just rolled along the ground.
Right.
And then from then, I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah. Right, okay. No, then we'll go into the next shot.
Where's Jarman?
Seriously. Well, I didn't want to hit it too close to the pin, Greg, because I want to make the, they made the video and the audio very good. So
I thought he was made of better stuff than this.
He is. I think he is. I'm not sure what's
going
on.
You're describing Bernie's golf. You know, he rang me on the way in here and he taught me through shot for shot what happened before we got in here.
You're going to have to exchange Andrew for Darren.
He's not even
prepared to front up.
I tell you, he doesn't like people going down that path, Jim. You've gone down some bad paths with him.
I'm going to have to swing. Anyway, I've got to get going.
You get going.
Good to see you, boys.
We'll see you gather around.
On the field. Cannot wait.
Yep. Look
it's
going to
be awesome.
And make sure Billy's in a good mood as well.
No.
All right.
I've had enough of him too. All right.
Just us three. Now, I look up on the board.
Yes,
I've got Jars.
Yep.
Jars bit, bedroom etiquette. Now, we've been down this path before.
This is interesting.
I'm all ears at the moment. But you have gone down this path before with Maz waking up in the morning early to go on our bike rides.
Correct. Mm.
Turning the lights on, bang, bang, crash, bang. It's nothing like that, is it?
Well,
it is.
It is. Let's go back in the bedroom.
Yeah,
This is where we're going to go.
Now, we are there now.
I've got
family
a nice
show.
I know that. How'd you go with your chat with Brayshaw in the first hour? How'd that go? I missed that. I apologise.
Nah, he's
had things on.
You need to talk off air.
Yeah, you guys
need to sort this out.
Yeah, you guys are.
It's not good.
That's what happens.
He started this fight.
No, he didn't.
Started this war with me.
That's what happens when you get two big egos together.
I'll finish.
Anyway.
Finish with what? I'm John and I'm Wayne, the Duke. Now, back to the bedroom.
Sure, well,
family.
Sure, we got lost there.
Bedroom etiquette. I need to know. I need some advice from my two colleagues here.
Right.
Now, Marion's got her pillow. I've got my pillow.
Mm-hmm. Are they different?
Yes, they are. They are different pillows.
Different shape, different contours.
My pillow's like a concrete slab. Hers is all fluffy and nice, so she can sink into. What do you love for, Tim?
That's funny.
Do you want to work on this show once again?
Always.
Okay, good boy. Now, Maz was off doing her running this morning with her buddies.
Right. Yeah.
Now, because I like to move around in the bed, left and right, I twist my body around, stretch on my tummy, on my back.
It's not good visuals.
Now, I sleep on the right-hand side of my bed.
Yeah.
So your head always should face north because it's good karma. So your head
is that when feng shui?
Your head should face north when you sleep.
That's
feng shui.
Doesn't matter which way your house
it's
is
good
pointing.
Karma. It's really good karma. Your head faces west, doesn't it, Greg? Because I remember when we went to your house for your barbie, I lied in the bed.
Yours is south, Greg.
Yeah, I start on west and I finished on east.
And Bern, your bed. Where does your head start in the pillow? Does it head?
My head.
You're finishing faces, north.
My head faces east.
So you're east.
Yeah.
Not good karma. Timmy Pine, what about yours?
Definitely north.
See, Timmy Pine knows where
I'm
going.
And I know about that.
Well, you want me to knock my house down and rebuild?
No, just put your bed in a different position.
Back to the bedroom etiquette.
Put it against the window.
Back to the bedroom etiquette.
Yes.
So Marion always tells me, don't touch my pillow. Leave my pillow alone.
Right.
Now, this morning, she was coming back from her run, and I had my left earlobe was on her pillow.
She's brushed
just
it.
Just a little earlobe.
Brushed it.
And I had my left hand under the pillow to hold her pillow with my little earlobe on her pillow.
So
that was it.
You were cuddling her pillow.
That was it. That was it.
Was it getting her scent or the hair coming out?
Getting her scent.
Yes.
Because I was getting a little bit.
Yeah.
I know. A little bit of Barry White.
No.
A
bit of pillow hugging going on here.
Did you mistake Maz for the pillow? Were you like one of those dogs that have those toys in the backyard?
I'm not good in the mornings, as you know. I don't like to be woken up.
No.
But anyway, she's come in and given me a what for?
Ooh, she's cut up
a little earlobe. I said, love, I've just got my left, that's it. She goes, get off my pillow, you wreck my pillow, you leave dirty smells on my pillow.
Yeah, well, that's fair.
Jeepers.
What's the etiquette?
No, so similar to my wife. She's exactly the same. What? Even with our boys. Get off my side, get on your father's side if you want to stay on our bed. She's exactly the same with the pillows
You can't be protective of your zone.
No.
Can you burn?
No.
I thought that's what marriage was all about. You share, you entwine,
you swap saliva, you swap all sorts of things.
Sheepers,
Greg. No, I'm with Mazzy, I reckon.
What?
Because if your earlobe's touching her pillow, so's all your ear hair.
Oh, yeah.
And we don't want that falling out.
Oh, and the flaky wax dribbling out.
And now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Just because I got Burns bit on the board doesn't mean I'm having a crack at one of you. I've always been a glass half full man.
Bernie's giving credit where it's due.
It's always important to celebrate these little wins.
Bernie Vince has something important to say.
Sometimes you just got to give credit where credit's due.
Jeez.
Wow. Been a bit of work gone into that which I was unaware of.
Wow.
I haven't had this
Were you involved in that?
No.
Was that you talking?
I think that was Sam, wasn't it?
Was someone singing, was it?
Yeah, it was Sam. Sam producing.
All right, buddy. Who have you got?
That's taken up half the segment now. There's been nothing taken out. Yeah, a lot added. Hey, well, this is. I want to credit where credit's due. Where I someone that sneaks under the radar a little bit that no one's been aware of what they've either the team or the individual's done. So it
could be anyone,
and it can be anyone. Yeah. So this is a real, soul of the earth, blue collar worker. That just needs to be recognised for what he's done.
I like this, Ben.
So there's moments in life that, you realise that you've arrived as a human.
Mm.
And yesterday was one of them for this individual. Now, I won't say his name yet, but he was asked to go down to, as part of the LIV Golf promotion,
yes, it's exciting.
Play with one of the players on tour for the LIV Golf, Wade Ormsby, who's a
wonderful man.
Great local, great golfer. Yeah. He only won a couple of weeks ago, actually. I think it was in Thailand.
Good
was it
friends
good?
Of ours on the Russia.
Yeah, great it? Friend. Yeah. He's been on a few times.
Yeah. This is good.
So this individual had to go down, and it was all for free, just going down to give his time and just promote and, give some content for the
This greenkeeper is going to be so excited when you mention his name because they're selfless down to those boys and girls.
So this individual's name is...
Yeah.
It's Bernie Vince.
Urine.
It's me.
Urine.
It's me.
Boo!
This is why. This
credit
is why.
Credit
hang on.
To, and
this
you.
Is why. This is why.
You can't nominate yourself in your own segment, you chunky.
Tickets,
Vince. This individual.
What's he done?
This individual went down and not. He had to play two holes against Wade Ornsby.
Oh, don't.
Two holes. So,
this is ridiculous.
We all thought we knew what the result was going to be,
and
but
what is it?
It's apart from some
here we go.
Sharp putting. Actually, I'll let you listen to it.
Here we
this
go,
was Sam. On the first hole. Yeah. This got me one up.
Yeah. Decent.
Oh.
Decent. He's boxed it.
Oh, no! No! You cannot believe that. You are the arsiest. Sorry, no. That is ridiculous. That is f-ing ridiculous.
No.
Oh, there was no one more unhappy than Jim.
When you were over that putt, what were you trying to do?
Get it in the hole.
Well, that's right. So
and I actually said it goes right to left, left to right, then back right
but
to left. I was in the worst spot.
Nominate yourself because you've done a little putt yesterday down at the golf club.
Little putt, that was 40 feet.
I don't care.
Oh, it's 40 feet.
It's like 40 feet now.
I stepped it out with my feet.
So you've nominated yourself.
No, I haven't finished yet.
Oh.
It gets better. So I'm one up, right? How unhappy
we
was Jim,
get
by
to the
way?
News.
How unhappy was Jim?
He couldn't believe it.
And pulled out because he got a wrist injury, Greg. I wonder what that was from.
Yeah.
And it was his right hand.
Yeah. Anxiety, that's what it was from.
And you know how he doesn't like putting himself out.
No.
So then I had to play and he thought he was going to take the piss out. Yeah. He was spilling, I was one down. But anyway, I had another hole
this
to play.
Is ridiculous. Yeah. No.
And it got to the point where, Wade Ornsby had to make a putt. I won't say how far, but he had to make this putt to win, which would have squared, gone to the playoff hole, which Jim thought was just a formality. Here it is.
This for the win.
This for the win, and we go to an extra hole, which we don't know which one that is. Oh, my goodness. Orms.
Thanks, Bernie.
This is just the pressure I give out, you know.
Listen to that.
Look how shattered he is. Jim, be happy for me, Jim.
Cannot believe it.
Be happy.
I don't want anything to do. Get away. Get away from me. I'm going to club you with it. What the hell?
That was
I shouldn't have given him two balls. That's what I should have done. I shouldn't have given you two golf balls.
Oh, how unhappy was he, Jim?
And you know what? Orms has got a great short game.
And
So he three jagged it from just off the green, did he?
Well, yeah,
on that second
it was
hole.
Sort of the aura and the pressure.
And he gassed it.
He did gas it.
Not Wade Ornsby, no.
Yeah.
No,
we're not going to accept your nomination of yourself.
No, it's tickets, Vince, but full credit because he beat a professional.
Mm.
So you reckon Wade
beat
was trying?
Of course he was.
No, he wasn't.
Because I got a green
hard.
Keeper down there told me he didn't give. He was on it all
but
night the night before.
What I don't like is that during those two holes, you topped one and you bladed one on the second hole and you still won.
You know, Greg. It's all about recovery in golf.
Oh, right.
Everyone's going to play a bad shot.
You don't paint pictures on your scorecard.
No, exactly.
Write the score down.
And I would have used a lot of paint if I had to draw the bloody thing.
What a big head.
And you know what? Sucked in, Jim.
You're simply...
Yes! Yes! Keep playing, Timmy. Come on.
We can't accept that.
You're simply the best.
What a big head. Now, Greg, 133353. We're going to go to the phones to the clan.
Ooh.
Something's happened.
Yes.
With our little Rory.
Yes.
Our little love. Your 7-year-old.
6-year-old.
You know what we should do?
Rory.
Permanent texter on our board.
Just sheet.
A Rory spot.
Yeah.
Every day. Because
and we need to get
always,
him on.
There's always something.
We need to get him on.
Yeah,
actually,
I need to talk
might
to him.
Maybe we should.
No,
grill him.
Should we intimidate
him?
You can't
air.
Grill your 6-year-old son.
Yes, you can.
I've tried everything.
Well, you can with a 4-year-old son. I do.
Well, he's mad on the monkey bars. Like, he just, that's his favourite thing, the monkey
bars. And he's
bars.
Ripped
he's got,
as well.
Yeah, so you
ripped.
Saw him in
yeah,
the
Yeah, shirt off,
pool,
he's ripped.
You? So he's developed these little, you know, muscles because he's all day, you know, before school, recess, lunch, he's on these monkey bars, right? He's got calluses on his hands.
Oh, he's a gymnast.
So, but he's a bit territorial. I think he's not happy with other kids playing on the monkey bars. So,
like the dominant male lion.
I won't go into too much detail, but let's just say
detail.
That I got another email from the school today. Okay. Some concerning behaviour.
Have they given up yet?
Well,
to that point.
Can you get suspended in year
one.
Oh, it took me until year nine.
It took you year nine, did it?
Yeah.
Anyway, there was some dangerous behaviour around the monkey bars today. Mm. So did you hurt yourself on the monkey bars?
I have hurt myself.
What happened with you?
Well, I got knocked out cold for no one knows how long, actually, because my sisters were involved and I did land on one of them, but my head hit.
Will you take class action towards that school?
Yes.
Because you got knocked out?
I'm coming.
Did you get the 2 weeks off?
Kira Vince, I'm coming after her.
Your sister?
Well, she did.
So now you're going to sue your sister?
Well, I was on the flying fox, actually, not the monkey bars, and I was getting, my hands were getting slippery. They were running me back and forward, and it just got a bit slippery. They kept running. There was no bark chips down for safety. It was just hard. Bang, out, cold.
So 133 53, what are your weird playground injuries? Because when you mention your sister, I was very young, but apparently, and I obviously can't remember this, but my sister was apparently taking too long to go down the slippery dip.
Yeah, that's a no-no.
So I pushed her and she fell off the edge of the slippery dip and broke her arm.
That's terrible.
So well, she still reminds me of it
every
now and then.
She should be quicker the next time, I'll bet you. Once her arm got better.
You go down a bit quick with plaster on your arm.
I used to go to the St. Kilda playground when it was a week.
Went down head first,
slippery dip.
That's a huge slippery dip, actually.
Yeah, lost my front teeth.
So you've got fake ones too.
I'm working with...
I've turned myself off. I'm working with two...
So they are veneers.
Yes, they are veneers.
No, they're real.
Smile. Oh, it's Luke Beveridge. Yeah. It's Luke Beveridge.
We're working with Mark Soderstrom.
Oh, job.
133 53. What are your playground injuries or your weird ones even?
Like it.
Weird playground injuries, Blue.
Yeah, well, my son Rory with the monkey bars was basically engaging in some dangerous play today.
Yes.
Got into a bit of strife. So, and you were telling us about your injury that you sustained, head injury.
Yes, I was on the flying fox and my sisters were running me up and back so I didn't have to push, and I just got a little bit slippery in the hands, couldn't say anything. They kept running my legs out from under me, landed flat on my back and smashed my head, knocked out.
And
out cold.
And we found out that Jars has got veneers.
Yes, we found out.
They're real Morgans.
Today is the day
I was a wee boy when that happened. On this day, I still had baby teeth.
23, we found out Jars got veneers.
133 53, weird playground injuries. Matty from Meadows. G'day, Matty.
Yeah, g'day, lads.
Where'd you hurt yourself?
Good.
How?
Yeah. So, you know when you go on the swings and you go as high as you can as a kid and you jump off?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah, so I did that, but I was wearing a lanyard.
Oh, yeah.
When I jumped off, it ripped my neck back, left me a big line across my throat. And, yeah, basically couldn't breathe for about an hour.
No.
Jeez, Matty. Did it change your voice? Did it change your voice tone, like the way you speak? Have you got a deep voice these days or what do you do?
Well, you can hear him.
At all.
I don't know. But they took away the swing.
Did they? And what was the lanyard for? What did you go to a concert or something?
No, school locker.
Right.
Well, you stay safe on those playgrounds, Matty boy. Thanks for sharing that,
and
mate.
What was your response to it?
Yeah, he said, g'day, boys, and you went, good. Let's go to James at Smithfield. G'day, Jimmy.
How are we, boys?
Good, mate.
Yeah, that's where you say good.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, Jimmy.
How have you hurt yourself, James?
It was a dare gone wrong. You know the plastic slippery dips with the sort of handrails moulded into the side?
Oh, yeah.
Well, my mates thought it would be a good idea for me to slide down the handrail instead of the actual slide. Mm-hmm. I fell off at the top and I snapped my tibula and fibula. I was about 7 at the time.
Both bones.
What, got stuck in between?
I don't know. I basically fell immediately from the top of the slide. I even had the bark chips and still somehow managed to break it.
Jeez.
Both bones.
When you break your tibia and fibula, that means if you go to stand on your leg, it collapses. Did you try that or?
I tried to get up. I didn't have any
Nathan
support.
Brown.
And Seven-year-old me was in a panic, mate.
Jeez, that would have...
Thanks for sharing that, Jimmy.
Thanks, James.
Stay strong, mate.
Yep. Broken both legs. Hey, let's go to Brenton from Burton. What have you injured on the playground?
I've actually got a mental scar from an episode when I was a teenager. I was stuffing around on the playground with mates and we were having a stuffing around at local park, and I was hanging from almost like a monkey bar object, and when I was hanging there, one of my mates decided to dack me, so all me shit's hanging out, and a couple of girls who were there, they've got an eyeful of it, and yeah, I'm not the most gifted bloke down there, but it's a bit of laughter.
Ask for your number.
No, definitely not. I think they hung out with different blokes after that.
Good boy,
that's why you shouldn't show all your cards early, Jazz.
He was just floating around.
Mental scars are the same. As bad as physical. Yeah, we know that.
He's moved on. Good boy, Brenton.
Let's go to Rachel in the Barossa. G'day, Rach. Whereabouts in the Barossa?
Hi, guys.
Whereabouts in the Barossa are you from, Rach? Hello?
Rach. Testing. Nope. She's dropped out. Rachel. We've got to get her back.
We've got to get her back.
Keep going,
Boone. Let's go to Alex from Findon. Hey, are we Jake or Alex?
Alex.
Let's go, Alex. Hey, Alex.
Hello.
How you going, mate? Where have you injured yourself?
I didn't injure myself. One of my mates was showing off when we were in Year 7 on the monkey bars, and he split open his crown jewels.
How does that happen on the monkey bars?
Yeah, he was showing off to a girl, and he slipped. I don't know how he slipped.
So was he walking on top of him?
Yeah, he must have.
Yeah, he was mucking around. Nice and painful.
He didn't lose any.
He lost one, I think.
Or he's lost one remains.
What, they put a marble back in there?
Yeah. What they put back in there? Cashew or something.
You don't want to mention your mate's name, Alex.
No.
Good on you, Alex.
Thanks, buddy.
What do you put into the fake? You can't have just one in there. You got to put something fake in there.
I'd need
an eight ball or something.
You need a footy.
I'll need a basketball.
You need a little cashew jars.
Rachel from Barossa. G'day, Rach.
Hi, look, I'm sorry about that.
That's all right. I was trying to ask you where you're from in the Barossa.
Tanunda.
Oh, nice spot. Okay. Yeah. Is that the Vine Hotel? Vine Inn or something?
What's your weird playground injuries here, Bern? It's near Newry.
Hey, I'm a child of the 70s, so I was at primary school and I was on one of those big, long log swings.
So
you have two boys on either end sort of getting some movement going and the girls sliding up and down the middle. I got about an 8-centimetre splinter up my bum.
Oh, no. 8-centimetre?
Yeah, wow. It was big. I got taken in an ambulance.
How old were you, Rach?
I would have been 5.
Oh no. Splinters. Like, splinters aren't the best things at any time.
They can be very dangerous.
There is not a great spot, I would have thought.
Good on you, Rach. Yeah. Take care.
Thank you.
Beautiful stuff. We got some great calls there.
Got to give Rach a...
I'd love to give Rach, but I want to go Brenton from Burton,
where he got dacked. Yeah,
our mate Brenton.
And he admitted that he's not the biggest, the walked past him, and he
was very modest.
Well, he was only 5 when he got dacked. Yeah, but that's sure it's grown a bit.
Well, let's hope so. What could
it be?
Now explain this segment to the new family that arrived, because they're coming down from the hills to listen to their Rush Hour for 2 hours.
So it's stuff that I've just come across that I think this can't be, fair dinkum, pretty much. Like, it's out there, all right?
I was thinking about that opener.
Yeah, out there? Well, you can't believe it.
So what have you found for today's show, White Teeth?
I saw the heading.
Yeah.
Sniffing other people's sweat can treat social anxiety.
Go away.
What? Greg, how can this be true?
So just to let people know, social anxiety is a mental health condition where people worry excessively about social situations, all right? So it's like groups of people, they get worried about it.
That's quite common, I think, Greg.
It is. Using mindfulness as an anxiety therapy could be more effective if participants sniff sweat at the same time.
To calm them down.
A new study suggests.
Their own sweat or someone else's?
Well, armpit sweat was taken from volunteers who watched either happy or scary film clips, including Mr. Bean's Holiday, Sister Act,
Get Out,
and The Grudge. Which one's, what's the scary one?
Grudge.
In there, the grudge.
Yeah. Grudge, yeah. Mr. Bean's well, pretty scary.
That? Sister Act. That's Whoopi Goldberg, isn't it? That was funny, that one, wasn't it?
The samples...
When he cooks the chicken.
...were then used alongside more traditional mindfulness therapy to treat social anxiety. The study revealed mindfulness was more effective when combined with sniffing the body odour.
Wow.
The study involved 48 women who suffered from social anxiety, some of whom were exposed to clean air and others to body odour. Patients who completed a mindfulness session while exposed to body odours saw a 39% reduction in social anxiety, while without body odour, there was a 17% reduction in anxiety scores.
So that's double, than double.
That's right.
Gee, Greg.
You're right.
It's interesting.
Because 17 and 17 is 34.
Oh, no, no, you're not the doctor, is it?
39% is who sniffed the body odour.
So you didn't answer whether it had to be your own or someone else's?
Well, it's someone else's.
Because you're a very sweaty individual. Well, you're like a shower.
I'm not really. I don't perspire much.
Mate, I see you. Your underarms are always wet.
Well, someone who sprung to mind was Tom Rockliffe.
He's like a sprinkler when he comes in here.
If this takes off, he could be a gazillionaire if he donates his armpit.
Well, they got a bottle it.
Because every time he came into the studio, there were like rings about a metre wide around under his armpit.
He had to wear white shirts to hide it. Remember? He always a white shirt.
In the end, he was wearing three T-shirts in the end to try and soak it all up. So there you go.
Yeah.
So blue leave that or not? What do you think, Jazz?
Oh, look.
Would you be happy to sniff someone else's?
I don't sweat. The only way I sweat in, like, if I go in a sauna or an infrared sauna.
Most people do.
If you don't, there'll be something wrong.
Give them a pause, a bit of a clean. but the sweat does smell. Is yours a tangy?
Well, you don't taste it. You don't lick it.
No, it's not sour like onions or anything like
that. So there's different flavours, is there?
There is.
Like, you can,
I'm
salt and vinegar.
Depends on your diet.
Barbecue.
It depends on what?
It's a diet thing.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Oh, right.
Do you sweat, Bern? Are you sweat?
I'm a bit of a sweater, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
When I'm during activity, sort of just sitting around, Greg. You sit around and sweat when it's freezing.
You do, Greg.
I'm not a...
You and Tom Rockley, you're in the same...
Honestly, when I go for a run or I don't...
You don't sweat.
I'm a big sweater.
I'm the Iceman.
You're the Iceman. When I train and do heavy weights, I don't sweat.
Yeah, well, that's because you don't do them.
Anyway, so there you go. What could
it be? Oh, no. Believe it or not, it's
Bluey. That is terrible.
Brian Harris on the Rush Hour just after 5 o'clock.
Yes.
Yeah,
looking forward to that
Your
one.
Mate.
Looking forward to that
our
one.
Our mate.
He's our mate. Everyone's I'm glad he's mate. Home.
Yeah.
It's good. It's about time we got him back.
Yeah, actually, that rolls me into my next bit. How is everything at home?
Fantastic.
Because I may have been in contact with someone that lives in your establishment.
Have you?
Yeah. Ooh, just a little conversation, and I've been... told to ask you, you've been a little bit like this in here too. You've been a touch negative lately. Is that true? Lately is a loose term.
That's his mantra.
I'm talking the last 8 to 10 years. And is this true or not?
Not at all.
You're not negative.
I'm in a happy place. I've got a beautiful grandson. I've got beautiful kids. I've got a beautiful wife. So I'm in a good place.
Okay, well,
where were we going with this, Tiger?
A German family meeting the other day, and they sat you down, a bit like leading teams. Ooh, they got you out the front.
Bit of honest
out
feedback.
Out the front, bit of feedback for Mr. Andrew Newton Jarman, and you sat there and it killed you because you had to be quiet and you weren't allowed to respond until the family or the tribe had spoken. Yeah. And a bit of a summary family.
Oh, here we go.
Down there listening. What happened in the wash up.
What did happen?
Well, you got something given to you that you now need to use. We're talking of 8 to 10, maybe 20 to 30 times a day. Every time a negative thought comes into his head, Greg, listen to me, and sit down, family at home, you have to go to... your positive book and read a page out of it. There it is.
A little,
I haven't seen it.
A little book of positivity.
No.
And it's got, oh, it's got flowers all over it.
This is true. Give me a look. Chuck it here.
Flowers.
I thought, Maz,
how much
lying.
Did it cost?
No. That slipped out.
How much did it cost? It's on the back.
$5.95
for that.
For that. That is a very tiny book. You're right, Greg.
Don't lock me.
A little book of positivity.
Yes.
So I'm just going to go to a random page.
No, here we go.
So when you're next, so this is true. I thought she may have been lying. So this is true. Every time he opens the page, what, you get negative. You got.
No, I don't.
I saw you praying before. Is that with the book in your hand?
Yeah, praying.
So what do you put the book in between your hands and pray? No, or you open
I love reading positive energy and books and messages. And,
so I've just opened just a random page.
Oh, what have you found now?
There are plenty of fish in the sea. You are a beautiful fish in that sea.
I read that to myself.
What else have we got on this page? The sun does not shine for a few trees and flowers, but for the wide world's joy.
Beautiful.
How's that helping?
It's beautiful, Greg.
Here we go. Here's another one. Every great dream begins with a dreamer.
Oh, no.
Here we go.
What's going on, Jas?
Oh, he's getting negative again. Hey, don't get negative. I have to read it again for you. A tiny spark can start a blazing fire. You can be that fire.
Oh, no.
Greg, you were lovely today.
Oh, thanks.
Our life is a creation of our mind.
Yeah, all right, that's enough.
So I'm just going to hold on to this book. Every time you're negative on this show, for the rest of this show, Jas, I'll be grabbing a page out of that and reading it to you. Hang on, he circled one, Greg.
Here we go.
Hang on, he circled one.
This must be the number one. Keep a green tree in your heart and perhaps a singing bird will come.
They made fun of me.
And he circled that one.
They made fun of me.
Oh, get it.
Our next guest is part of the Triple M family, a legend of rock and incredible storyteller.
Bit of storytelling, please, though, about, a few of the big nights you've had over the years.
This is what I like.
Yeah, that's what everyone says. Oh, what about that story? And I tell them, they go, no, you can't tell that. Rock on, guys. Thanks for having me.
Please welcome to Triple M's Rush Hour, Dave Gleason.
Oh, we love this man.
Royalty.
Welcome, great man.
Boys, how's he going?
Really good.
Well, you're back. The Screaming Jets have announced the Rock Vault Tour of 2023. When do you sleep?
Mate, it's been the first 3 months of this year has been absolutely full on.
Yeah,
I was over in New Zealand with the Angels in January or February, and then came back and been on the road with the Jets since. And, of course, my amazing job here that I love.
Well, we love you here.
Plenty on.
The All for One 30th anniversary tour, all sold out.
That was amazing.
Yeah,
we did that. And to get out there, and now that we're out there again, I think people really started frothing and wanting, made sure that they got tickets because they missed out last time. And we're doing a few different venues. We're doing the Hindley Street Music Hall.
I was going to ask you about that, Glee. So what sort of venue is that?
It's been specially made. Like, it's a purpose-built venue. It was... So HQ down on West Terrace, right, and then they moved it into Hindley Street.
Yep.
So it's that building, and then they've totally refurbished and that, and there's another one, kind of a mirror image one up in Brizzy. The bass player from Powderfinger, John Collins, is behind a lot of backing.
Oh, yeah, I read that, yeah.
Yeah, he's a very good fella.
It's a fantastic venue.
Yeah, I've only heard great things about it. I can't wait for it.
How are you going? Because you, obviously with COVID and stuff, basically bands are non-existent, live music. You've come back and you're going hammer and tongs, like Jas said. You've hardly slept. How are you going?
No, pretty good. Pretty good.
No, you're not.
I had a couple of weeks ago. I brought the cold to the band, not COVID, but it went through everyone. But it's unreal to be back and to be playing so many shows and have the whole year's booked out for me.
But Gleeso, not. You're not getting any younger, right? But we all are. You're looking sort of getting that stage. But do you get to the... No, I'm not being rude about it, but do you get to the stage where you just, you crash? Like, you have a day where you just,
don't want to talk to anyone.
Some days. I mean, I just spent, 12 days away the whole time, and usually you come back home between things. But 12 days when you're eating crap food and you're having a drink every night and that we're in the studio and stuff. I got home, I just looked at my wife, she said, go to bed.
Get your dressing gown on.
It's my guts. I saw myself the other day watching a video and I think, I'm on the road so much, how come I'm not losing my guts? Because I'm 54, that's why.
Yeah, there's stuff in there. Are you going to capital cities, regional centres? What are you most looking forward to, I should say?
Mate, we did the Newcastle Supercars a couple of weeks ago. That was unreal. Got to go to the hometown and... played with Johnny Stevens and Ice House. To have those shows like that in the middle of it, we did another day, a thing called Brighter Days down in Victoria. That was like 10,000 people or something. And then, of course, the next night you're in a 500-seater room. So, tomorrow we're off to Murchison in Victoria to do a show there in a nice little pub. So it's all unreal. If it's sold out, it doesn't matter where you are.
No, exactly.
And you're sold out. Screaming Jets are sold out.
Yes, indeed.
April the 1st here at South Australia. You've got a lot of gigs in New South Wales.
Yes.
A couple in WA. But what I love, you've got three in Victoria. Well, what do you want to go there for?
Chairman Dan? Bloody Chairman Dan over there with Chairman GP.
Careful, he'll lock you in.
Be careful. We lose you, David. Yeah.
As soon as you mention COVID, puts up the fence.
Take any media over. I reckon he's over there saying, look, when you come over, we're on your side.
We'll build that tunnel. Now, let's get to the real serious nitty gritty.
Yeah.
What's now, this? You're the captain of the eight ball team.
Yes, I am.
Up there in the hills pub. What's
Lack
it called
of success.
Again?
The Scenic Hotel.
The Scenic Hotel, a lovely little pub.
Mm.
And you've obviously lost another grand final
last night.
No.
Dave, you've got to stop doing this.
To Chalk is Cheap. We're called the Scenic Slayers and we got beat by Chalk is Cheap.
Chalk is Cheap! How do you feel? You keep losing them, Dave.
Did you handle it well?
Well, no, I don't handle it well.
What happened?
The worst part is the fans are starting to lose heart, you know? They're starting up where our memberships are way down.
Membership dropped off.
So we won the third division last year, but...
Yeah, but Dave...
That's a long time
ago. Have you been recruiting your team?
The recruiting's the problem.
You've got to start recruiting.
We used to have Monday and Tuesday night to practice. But it's not open on Monday and Tuesday night.
Have you got a salary cap?
You got a list. What about a list manager? Maybe you need
it. Bern can be your list manager.
Yeah. Can you go all right, Bern, with the old cue in hand?
Not with the pull.
That's what I say about it. We're a drinking team with an eight ball problem.
I've used the pool cue as a weapon before.
Very good.
Down the Rams game.
I could be your coach. Manager?
What it is, it's the yips. I get the yips, mate. I was on the black ball last night. I should have just wiped the slate with this bloke. And instead, I have to shake his hand and go, good game, mate.
Can't finish. Come on, can't finish.
Oh, no.
That's the name of my sex tape.
And Nights with Gleeso going off.
Flying. Oh, mate, it's fantastic.
And your show's great,
on
mate.
Tour, you get to meet so many people here in different states and stuff. So it's unreal that I'm part of the family. I absolutely love it.
Keep telling your stories because I love when I'm driving in the car listening.
We should do it like a off-Broadway story.
I add sort of 25% mayo to what would actually happen.
I'm about 100.
Well, tell them about someone else.
Can you say that to Susie DiMarchi for me? She's my favourite.
I shall be playing with her very soon.
Give them my regards.
On a bill very soon, yeah.
Nice.
Unreal, boys.
Yeah, she's forgotten who you are.
She has not.
You know, I used to go out with her, but anyway.
Oh, tell us that story.
I don't want to bring it up.
No, don't spoil it.
Jazz is getting upset about that.
Dave, thanks for coming in.
No worries.
The Screaming Jets is no doubt going to be sold out here in Adelaide. The Hindley Street Music Hall. Can't wait, mate.
Beautiful, guys. Thanks
love
you, brother.
Time.
Rock on.
Now, go home for a roast.
Rock on.
Have a nap.
And burn up your pool table.
Elbow.
Get the felt off.
See you, buddy.
Right now, let's do this.
What?
Diary.
Dear Diary, I had my first and last day work experience with my dad's friend, Plunk, the Tyler.
You see, I thought I was going to be the best builder in Adelaide. And how hard could it be laying a few tiles? Anyone can do that, even Larry the Bat and Porky. But I was wrong. My year 10 work experience participation nearly ended up in castration. My first job was to make some concrete, or as they call it in the business, mix the mud. Three cement, two sand. Not three sand and two cement, then a bucket of water. It was like mixing pancakes. This is fun, Diary. But it was meant to be three sand, two cement, not two sand, three cement. Can you see why I'm confused? It was all runny. It went everywhere, all over Plunk's prize tile cutter. And he only just got that for Christmas. I could see the smoke coming out of his ears. I knew I was off to buy Smoko for me, so I trudged off to buy two sausage rolls and three pies. Or was that three sausage rolls and two pies? Oh, God, I'm confused, Dory. After I bought three sausage rolls and two pies, it was straight back to work. And you guessed it, Dory. It was meant to be two sausage rolls and three pies. I can't win. I can't believe it, Dory. I've been sacked after one day on the job. What? Forget about this working caper. It's footy for me. Anyway, tiling is for sissies. Good night, Dory.
Plunk the tiler. Yeah. Three pies and two sausage rolls.
I stuck it all.
Just asked for a day with him. Oh, as you can see, Dory.
Hey, concreting's hard.
I couldn't get it right. Oh, what three sand, two concrete, was it? I'm still
confused.
No.
Larry the Bat, Porky, Plunk the Tiler. Too good. What about some of these names? They're all legit.
Triple M's Rush Hour.
New machine. Another week down. Where do they go?
Oh.
How quick. And next week's a short week.
Yes, it
and
is.
And the week after.
Yeah.
It'll be Christmas before we know it.
Well, I've already started shopping.
I'll tell you what is Christmas, though.
Yeah.
These highlight tapes or low-light tapes. I think we've got to start calling these low-lights because they're all our mistakes.
Greg, you've had a good week.
I think we've had a bad week.
Let's find out.
For another good week on the Rush Hour.
Matty from Meadows. G'day, Matty.
Yeah, g'day, lads.
Good. It's time for the highlight tapes.
What happened?
What are you saying?
Just flopping over with talent.
We play the $1,000 minute every single day at 4:30.
$1,000 to give away. We've got 10 questions. There's 60 seconds. Say pass and I'll take your first answer. 60 seconds, mate. There's $1,000 to win. There's 10 questions. We'll say pass. If you don't know, say pass. And we'll always take your first answer, mate, all right?
That went well.
60 seconds. There's $1,000. There's 10 questions. Say pass if you don't know the answer. And we'll always take your first answer. And if anyone's joining us for the first time, this is how we play the quiz.
So you'd think Jars would have got the hang of it by now.
Who won last night's game between Carlton and Geelong?
Carlton.
Just before we go to the scoreboard, question number one, he said Carlton.
Yep.
What's to be confirmed?
Yeah, because
they wrote him yesterday.
This is an off-air chat, mate.
No. Oh, it's just off-air chat, is it?
Well, do you want to do it on air?
No, leave.
Because the questions were written yesterday. Well,
do you think TBC's a team there?
Yeah. Anyway, let's check.
Come on,
please.
Sort it out.
We're giving away $1,000 every time we play this game, my friend.
The Triple M legal department would like to make it clear that we are not giving away $1,000 every time we play this game, and that anything Jar says should not be taken as fact, but as an example of his bottom lip seizing up.
What's he picked up there, please, Molly?
Molly.
Molly. And it may not happen every day, but it's always a big moment when someone does win the $1,000 minute.
10 correct.
Oh! Lee from Parallelly. $1,000.
And you'll never guess what the $1,000 minute winner won.
Congratulations, mate. Well played. Outstanding performance. Timmy, what's
Thank
he picked
Dan.
Up?
No, $1,000.
Let's move on. Last Friday, Byrne shared an embarrassing story about an ex-teammate of his. But he just had to keep his identity a secret.
That reminded me of a certain player that I played with, the former number 18. I won't go into detail.
Good job, Byrne. I think he's pretty anonymous.
Great former player, number 18, a wonderful player. Maybe Graeme Johncock.
Well, hang on. Could be anyone. But, yeah, we'll go with Stiffy. Anyway, just had a bit of an issue with getting to recovery on time the previous couple of weeks. And, you know, recovery is an important thing in footy, and it was, even though we're going back a few years. So this night we're out. Stiffy's headed off. We just thought we're all heading home. Stiffy's got a taxi to the footy club, West Lakes, right? We didn't know this till the next morning. But so Vinny Del Bono, our head trainer, he's rocked up to, you know, he's get the Guernseys out, wash the Guernseys, get everything prepared, the ice ready.
Anyway, Stiffy's asleep at the front door.
Don't worry, Stiffy. Your secret is safe with us. Moving on. We always get the big name guests on this show.
Please welcome to Triple M's Rush Hour, Sir James Brayshaw.
But while we guarantee we will have the big name guests, we can't guarantee we will always have all our big name hosts.
Where's Jars?
Yeah, that's exactly a good question.
He's
normally here. Well, he's normally one of the first here, isn't he?
He is. But
where's Jarman? I thought he was made of better stuff.
He is. I think he is. I'm not sure.
Where's Jarman? You're going to have to exchange Andrew for Darren.
Oh, no. He's not even prepared
to front up.
Jarman again. Round the body. That'll do. Burns Facts is a very educational segment on this show, mainly because it educates us on how little the boys know.
Who is it? Married a very rich Australian at one stage, or got engaged to it.
James Packer.
Yes. James Packer, yeah.
And her name is Maria.
Mariah Carey.
Well done, hair plugs.
Come on, hair plugs. Mariah Carey is arguably the biggest superstar on the planet. Besides maybe
Robbie Margot and Delta.
And that's the highlight tapes for this week.
Iron Man 4x4 Woodville South.
Save it. Iron Man 4x4 Woodville South's birth.
Brilliant.
I need some days off. Triple M's Rush Hour.